Here's Pat Brisson, Sidney Crosby's duly anointed representative. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, Pat. It was a big day yesterday for the young man. A lot of people wanted to know what he had to say.
Yeah, it was a big day, and since Sidney hasn't spoke since April, really, and he's gone through a lot, but it was also a good day. It's been a good 2-3 weeks for Sidney, as one of the doctors, of all doctors, described. I mean, his vestibular system is back in place, which is very important. He has the ability now to be balanced and to be normal again, and which was a it's been a good 2-3 weeks for Sid. So, having both doctors there, especially Dr. Carrick, who is a specialist that we saw in Atlanta there, this guy's a star. I mean, he's able to work with him for a full week, giving him a lot of different things to do, and he's progressed extremely well. So it was good news.
One of the things I think I discovered, at least from this, Pat, was that, and I think was acknowledged, if not specifically, then effectively, was that Sidney's condition was pretty severe. The symptoms he was experiencing obviously were not minor; they were pretty serious. And he's not all the way back, and he's not asymptomatic necessarily. He has progressed a long way because he had some serious symptoms.
Yeah, it was very serious. I mean, he was, the symptoms he had, the headaches and all that is one issue. But also, for the noise in the background here, I'm traveling a little bit. But he had issues with his balance on the ice, off the ice, or waking up in the morning and having a lot of fogginess and things like that for a while. Those are the major issues that on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it's hard to deal with. And he started progressing a lot at one point, and then he kind of hit a little bit of a wall. And because he started his workout programs pretty hard in May and June. And at one point, he wasn't progressing as much as he wanted to. So, but to make a long story short, like I said, the last month or so, last 3 weeks has been very encouraging.
Now, I you're part of Sidney Crosby's inner circle, and I know you talk to him on a very regular basis. Before this press conference, did you discuss with him what he was going to say? And specifically, did he say to you, look, I want to say something about... If someone asked me, I'm going to say something about what I think about headshots in the NHL, which he then did, or was that off the cuff?
He's been thinking about it for a while. I mean, and it's been a topic now. People have been talking about it for months, and it's been something that he shared with me about his feelings about it, and I wasn't surprised the question was asked, and. He answered, he answered from the heart and how he thinks it should be done in the future. I mean, within a month or so after the incident, I remember talking to him about high sticks and being penalized. I mean, even if it's a fractured handle or not, and his view, which I agree with him, that it should be zero tolerance. And since he's been a victim of that too, I'm sure it puts a lot. I mean, what he's had to go through, when he understands the consequences of a major concussion. And the other thing too that was interesting too is we talked about the baseline test. Sidney said, when I did those before, I paid attention, but not as much as I will in the future. I would recommend anyone to really pay attention to those, because then it gives you a really good baseline as to where you stand, and it helps in the event that you unfortunately get hurt.
Do you think, Pat, that Sidney's declaration will have impact? Do you think the National Hockey League will listen to Sidney Crosby? And given that he is, if not the number one player in the game, then certainly in a very, very small group of significant players into this game. Are they going to listen to him? Are they more likely to respond because it's Sidney Crosby?
Well, I mean, Sidney's got a powerful voice. He's respected. I've heard some players commenting today on his comment, on his quote from yesterday, and it was all positive towards what he said. So there's no doubt in my mind that it has a lot of weight. Carries a lot of weight. Hockey Canada came out with zero tolerance as well. So the league's got to look at it. We want a faster game. We want a better game, too. And it is a better game now. It's great to watch the game, but it's still also more dangerous when you get someone that has this. Players are faster, stronger, and so on and so forth. So I'm not saying, I mean, the one stat that Sidney brought up yesterday is over, what, 50,000 hits per year, and apparently that's about 75, maybe close to 100 to the head. Because if we somewhat eliminate most of them, I mean, are we going to really change the game all that much? But we can probably save a few players, you know, headache is not the word, but the concussion. So I think there are ways to try to eliminate as much as possible. It's all, you know, concussion is always going to be there. It's a physical game.
The emphasis is usually directed towards the NHL, the league, the head office, Gary Bettman, and when it comes to rules. But and this is where I think you and agents obviously have a bigger role, and that's with the players' union. Would you like to see Don Fehr and the players' union come out with a strong statement calling for zero tolerance on headshots?
Well, I don't think it should come from Don Fehr himself. I mean, I think you mentioned the players themselves, when I say, like, you know, they should discuss the topic, eventually should come from Don, but the players have to discuss that more in the executive committee and the players themselves. And they got to be open-minded. They got to be open and willing to make a change here. So in our culture of hockey players, I mean, we don't want to embrace changes too quick. We like to keep things the way they are in general, but and that's just the culture of an athlete. The players play, I mean, they play concussed, they play hurt, and that. So, but I think now there are lots of good voices being heard, and I'm encouraging the players, because at the end of the day, they're the ones playing the game. They're the ones that are going to have to make this decision. And if they push in that direction, then of course, on behalf of the PA, Don's going to bring it up. And essentially the owners and the general managers would want to make these changes. But it starts with the way the players want to play the game, there's no doubt.
Pat, we thank you for your time as always. We appreciate it. Have a safe trip home, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thank you, guys.